I admire your optimism, Klaus said, smiling at Phil. Me too, Violet said. Tenpa, Sunny agreed. That's the spirit, Phil said again, and stood up to stretch his legs. The Baudelaire orphans nodded, but looked at one another out of the corners of their eyes. It was true that Count Olaf hadn't shown up, or at least he hadn't shown up yet, but their situation was far from fortunate. They had to wake up to the clanging of pots and be ordered around by Foreman Fakutono. They only had gum, or, in Sunny's case, imaginary enchiladas, for lunch. And worst of all, working in the lumber mill was so exhausting that they didn't have the energy to do anything else. Even though she was near complicated machines every day, Violet hadn't even thought about inventing something for a very long time. Even though Klaus was free to visit Charles's library whenever he wanted to, he hadn't even glanced at any of the three books. And even though there were plenty of hard things around to bite, Sunny hadn't closed her mouth around more than a few of them. The children missed studying reptiles with Uncle Monty. They missed living over Lake Lacrimose with Aunt Josephine. And most of all, of course, they missed living with their parents, which was where, after all, they truly belonged. Well, Violet said, after a pause, we'll only have to work here for a few years. Then I will be of age, and we can use some of the Baudelaire fortune. I'd like to build an inventing studio for myself, perhaps over Lake Lacrimose, where Aunt Josephine's house used to be, so we can always remember her. And I'd like to build a library, Klaus said, that would be open to the public, and I've always hoped that we could buy back Uncle Monty's reptile collection and take care of all the reptiles. Dulk, Sunny shrieked, which meant, and I could be a dentist. What in the world does Dulk mean? The orphans looked up and saw that Charles had come into the lumber mill. He was smiling at them and taking something out of his pocket. Hello, Charles, Violet said. It's nice to see you. What have you been up to?
Ironing Sir's shirts, Charles answered.
He has a lot of shirts, and he's too busy to iron them himself. I've been meaning to come by, but the ironing took a long time. I brought you some beef jerky. I was afraid to take more than a little bit, because Sir would know that it was missing, but here you go.
Thank you very much, Klaus said politely. We'll share this with the other employees.
Well, okay, Charles said, but last week they got a coupon for 30% off beef jerky, so they probably bought plenty of it.
Maybe they did, Violet said, knowing full well that there was no way any of the workers could afford beef jerky. Charles, we've been meaning to ask you about one of the books in your library. You know the one with the eye on the cover? Where did you...
Violet's question was interrupted by the sound of Foreman Flacutono's pots being banged together.
Back to work, he shouted. Back to work. We have to finish tying the bundles today, so there's no time for chit-chat.
I would just like to talk to these children for a few more minutes, Foreman Fakutono, Charles said. Surely we can extend the lunch break just a little bit.
Absolutely not, Foreman Fakutono said, striding over to the orphans. I have my orders from Sir, and I intend to carry them out. Unless you'd like to tell Sir that...
Oh, no, Charles said quickly, backing away from Foreman Fakutono. I don't think that's necessary.
Good, the foreman said shortly. Now get up, midgets! Lunch is over!